ABC Radio Australia.
Gay activists in the Pacific say they're encouraged by the president of Palau's recent comments in which he appeared to support overturning his country's ban on same-sex marriage. Tommy Remengesau Jr. has said that he supported equal rights and that the country's constitutional ban promoted discrimination, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
A question from a reporter about what Palau's Tommy Remengesau Jr. thought of a petition to overturn the country's ban on same-sex marriage prompted this response from the president.
There are those who may not fit to what we call the mainstream, but that doesn't mean they're an outcast in the society or that they are second-class citizens or they can't make positive contributions. And I want to make it clear that I don't believe in the amendment that was approved to the Constitution since it promotes discrimination.
So,
in 2008, Palau voters approved a constitutional amendment that banned same-sex marriage. So journalist Cambes Kosole says President Remengesau Jr.'s comments, which have been interpreted as a veiled support for marriage equality in Palau, are proving to be controversial.
The president came out on record saying that he does not support that provisions in the constitution that restricts marriage only to be between men and women. I think the statement from the president will give a boost to the efforts to repeal the constitutional provision that prohibits same-sex marriage. But if it's going to be placed in the ballot for the people to vote on, it's going to be a tough fight.
Mr. Kosole is co-founder of the Pacific Note online newspaper that first published the president's remarks, and he says many readers were shocked by them.
I've received comments from members of the public voicing their displeasure that what has happened to the president. They were surprised that the president just kind of come out in public and say those words. They did not think that even if the president has an opinion on this thing, he would not have come out and say.
Isikeli Vulovo is an LGBTQI rights advocate and executive director of the Pacific Sexual and Gender Diversity Network. He says the president's stance on equality is very welcome.
It is significant and very encouraging and welcomed by the members of the LGBTQI people. It is encouraging to know that there are leaders in the Pacific who are very forward-thinking and are also in touch with reality, you know, what the diversity that exists on the ground and the need to treat everyone with respect and dignity. He wanted it on record that he is supportive of promoting equality and non-discrimination, which is refreshing.
But Mr. Vulovu says, despite these signs, for many LGBTQI rights advocates in the region, marriage equality is still not on the agenda.
The LGBTQI community in the Pacific right now, the priority for them is addressing the social discrimination, the injustice, the prejudice, the stigma, the violence that they face because of just being who they are. Same-sex marriage is not even in that conversation.
But the hope is now that President Remengesau Jr. has made his position clear, other like-minded Pacific leaders may be encouraged to speak out too.
If other Pacific leaders share the same sentiments and the same belief and opinions and values that he has, then we would welcome that.